The record continues. Now back to the news on listener-supported KUOW. It is now four public high school football teams that have forfeited their games against Archbishop Murphy, the Everett Catholic School. Four schools in a row have pulled out of their games, saying that Archbishop Murphy has players that are, quote, dangerously large. Other people say those public schools just don't want to lose by a lot, which has been happening lately. I talked with the football coach at Clahoya Public High School in Silverdale, and Dan Erickson said the real problem is not the size of Archbishop Murphy's players. It's that public schools like his have to play private schools that have big advantages.
At a public school, we work with who we have, but I cannot go out and promote my football program or my school to other schools or youth sports. If I'm a private school, I can go and promote to whomever I really want to.
Now we're talking about recruitment.
I mean, that's legal.
What's this public-private situation like across other sports?
Here's one example. Our girls' soccer team has been quite successful with two state championships in the 18-year history of the school. I believe Clahoya was one of only two public schools that were on that state championship trophy for girls' soccer. The rest were all private schools. That went back, I think it went back into the late 80s.
What is this all about to you?
Equitable playing field. I think everybody wants their children to have a chance to do well, obviously, but the playing field needs to be leveled out.
How do you feel about the fact that suddenly this is on everybody's lips? We're talking about public, private, recruitment, what's fair and not. How do you feel about the conversation we're having about high school football right now?
I think it's healthy. Again, the forfeits are not healthy, but the fact that people are talking about it and realizing that it's not a level playing field and maybe something needs to be done about it, I think action will follow on the state level.
What do you predict?
I predict that we will have some separation of public and private schools, at least in the postseason.
Why do you suppose that public-private split hasn't happened in Washington State before now?
I can't answer that, but I've been a coach of various high school sports for 16 years, as long as I've been a teacher. It's always been an issue. Coaches have always talked about it, whether it's just, you know, coach to coach or it's always been an issue of the public schools wishing that they didn't have to play the private schools. And it seems like everybody has a private school that goes against them and is dominant. So it's always been an issue. I don't know why it hasn't come up.
To someone who's not really into this high school sports world, they may think, okay, public, private, split them up. I don't know why we didn't do it before. What's the problem?
I think there's might be a lot of people that say, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Split them up.
So what am I missing? What's the backlash going to be against that idea?
I would imagine as a private school, right now they can have a private school champion at every classification. So maybe if it went to a system where they were all competing against each other, there's only going to be one private school champion for a sport. Off the top of my head, you throw Bellarmine Prep, O'Day, Eastside Catholic, Cascade Christian, Kings, all in the Archbishop Murphy, all in the same tournament bracket. That is some of the best athletic competition that you could put together in the state of Washington.
Dan Erickson is a football coach at Clahoya High School in Silverdale, a public school. Four public high school teams in a row now have forfeited games against the Everett Catholic School Archbishop Murphy. This latest forfeit this week means that Archbishop Murphy will have no homecoming game this year.